This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes early Monday as violence in the region entered its second week. The Israeli military said its targets included tunnels used by Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza. Israel said it also targeted homes belonging to several Hamas commanders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. He also said Monday that Israel has a right to defend itself, but it must avoid civilian casualties. Monday's violence followed comments Sunday by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said on U.S. television that he was not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes on Gaza. He spoke the same day that Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. It was the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and Hamas. The European Union says it will redouble its efforts to end the violence between the Israeli military and Palestinian militants. It plans to seek progress during a special meeting of its foreign ministers on Tuesday. The EU called the weekend destruction of a building housing major international media extremely worrying and said safe working conditions for journalists are essential. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the current escalation in the Mideast conflict. She emphasized Germany's solidarity with Israel and the country's right to self-defense. She condemned the continued rocket attacks from Gaza into Israeli areas and voiced her hope for a swift end to the fighting in light of the loss of civilian life on both sides. This is VOA News.